so you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithing. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second half hour of hour number two here on this Thursday, August 21st, 2025 edition. Bills can move quite rapidly if the Republican majority House and the House Speaker Matt Hall want them to. Perfect example. Just one day after leaving committee, being voted out of committee, a bill was put up on the board for a vote. Legislation making ranked choice voting options illegal in Michigan passed the House today with the support of Speaker Pro Tem Rochelle Smith, a former local clerk who now chairs the House Election Integrity Committee, along with her entire Republican caucus. None of the Democrats voted for it, only the 58 Republicans. The bill was only moved out of committee yesterday. I talked about this bill on the show yesterday and the discussions that was held in that committee. House Bill 4707 comes as organizers begin collecting signatures for a constitutional amendment. Right there, they want to amend Michigan's constitution that would mandate that rank choice voting be available as an option by the year 2029. If passed, voters could override and supersede any state law. But the House Republicans are looking to send a signal that ranked choice voting isn't a good idea. My years as a township clerk, I'm going to stop right there. Township clerks, folks, run our elections. Township, city, village clerks. Well, most of the smaller cities or villages, especially, they use the larger township facilities to hold their elections. But that's who runs our elections. It's not the county clerks. It's not even the Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson. It's your local township clerks. Well, Smith says, my years as a township clerk taught me that clear, straightforward election rules are the only way to maintain public trust. She continued, rank choice voting with its rounds of counting and then reallocating ballots only breeds skepticism, especially when every close contest invites lawsuits, audits, and recounts. Michigan does not need a ballot box gymnastics. We need integrity, clarity, and confidence for all the qualities of ranked choice voting cannot deliver. To explain it very simply, under ranked choice voting, voters are asked to rank candidates where there's multiple candidates running for a particular office. You don't mark an oval for a candidate that you support, that you want to win the election. You put a number, the number one, your first choice, who you would like to see win that seat, that office, you would put a one in front of that person's name. Well, if your first choice doesn't win 50% plus 1% of the vote, who would you like for your second choice? You would write the number two next to that person. If there are five people running, you would go through and put a number 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 next to those five candidates' names. Well, if no one wins the majority, the last place candidate, number 5, would be eliminated in future rounds. Their votes would then be redistributed to the remaining 4. If no one still gets 50% plus 1 vote, number 4 is eliminated, and their votes, people who voted for them as their first choice, would be then reallocated to first, second, and third. Representative Smith said, this may sound interesting in theory, but in practice, in actually execution of carrying it out, it's a logistical nightmare. Also, this creates serious confusion at the ballot box. Well, Chris Thomas, very well aware of Mr. Chris Thomas. He was the state's election director from 1981 through 2017. He was in the basement of the TCF Center with me and Patrick Kobach and many others the night of the November 2020 election. He came out of retirement to be in Detroit that night. Well, according to Thomas, he said there's nothing in Michigan law that prohibits ranked choice voting. But current law does make it infeasible for municipalities to conduct an election using ranked choice voting. For example, no voting system or software has been certified in Michigan to handle ranked choice voting. Where we are right now is somewhat of a blank slate in that there's no provision for ranked choice voting. However, there's also no provision that prohibits it, as well as there's no provisions that have added the necessary elements to make it acceptable, Thomas said. Well, Ann Bowen, a former county clerk, maybe she wasn't Livingston County. I'm not sure. She might have been just a local township clerk. It just says former municipal clerk. State Representative Bowen gave a floor speech stating her opposition to ranked choice voting and support for Smith's bill, banning it from happening here in the state of Michigan. Well, just 2 days ago, Smith said in a floor speech that ranked choice voting is confusing and non-traditional. It's a process that's so convoluted and susceptible to thousands of mistakes that a winner is often not chosen until weeks after Election Day. When asked to respond to the argument that her bill was a stunt for publicity, Smith said state law explicitly ban or allow ranked choice voting. Her bill would make it very clear in law. It would be banned in Michigan. Well, while Smith's bill passed yesterday, a group called Rank My Vote is working to place the question allowing municipalities to use ranked choice voting if they choose to put it on the ballot next year, 2026, and allow Michigan voters to decide. Rank My Vote campaign director Joe Spalding said House Republicans can't pass a budget, but they've made time to play games with our elections. That's not leadership. Michiganders are sick and tired of it. That's why we need ranked choice voting to give more choice and more voices to Michiganders. Okay, I'm going to give my opinion on this. This is very simple. The biggest reason that I do not support ranked choice voting, and I don't understand why State Representative Ann Bowen and even the committee chair, Rochelle Smith, both of them being clerks. According to the research that Vicki did, Antrim County clerk, ranked choice voting elections cannot have a forensic audit. There is no way you can audit a ranked choice voting election. Even recounts in how you went through the process of eliminating the number five candidate and reallocating their votes to the other remaining candidates is almost impossible to do a recount. Not only that, sometimes the winner of the election isn't even announced for weeks, allowing some people to play games with the ballots. Sorry, folks, not interested. Well, the bill passed in the House. Again, only the 58 Republicans voting for it. All the Democrats voting against it. They want it to go to the ballot. Let's see if they collect enough signatures. Let's see if they put it on the ballot. Let's see if they sell it on TV and mailboxes, mailers, newspaper ads, signs, all of that going toward this effort. And honestly, one of the governor candidates supports it. Democrat Mayor of Detroit, Mike Duggan, running as an independent, has been supporting ranked choice voting ever since college. Well, until you answer for that one, Duggan, not interested in any way, shape, or form in voting for you to be the next governor of the state of Michigan. But if the House Republicans want to move a bill, they can move it. And they did yesterday. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. If anybody approaches you with a clipboard and they're going to ask you to sign a petition, you have to ask them specifically, what is this about? If you want, after they respond to that question, what is this about, and they tell you, if you're interested because of what they are told to tell you, many times not fully disclosing what the petition drive is truly about, but they come up with these little catch phrases to respond to that question. What is this about? Well, it's about fair voting in Michigan. Oh, fair voting. Yes, where you can have choices, real choices. Oh, okay, that sounds interesting. Sure, I'll sign that. Rank choice voting is what this is when they respond to you that way. Without fully disclosing the details on how this is a state constitutional amendment that would override election laws in the state of Michigan and therefore allow ranked choice voting to be used in our state. Ask them to hand you the clipboard. Every petition drive has at the top in a box a 100 word summation. These words are argued over in front of the Michigan State Board of Canvassers whenever they're presented to approve a ballot petition drive. They have to use a certain size font. They have to use a certain specific type of font. They have to have at least a half inch, I believe, or quarter inch border of air space around the entire sheet. Meaning you can't print a ton of words right to the edge of the paper. There's actual guidelines that every petition drive must meet. And part of that is what's called the summation paragraph. That's the 100-word summation of to what they argued about with two Democrats and two Republican State Board of Canvassers in Lansing, Michigan, when they approved the ballot petition itself. If you take the time to read those 100 words, and some of them don't use all 100 words, most of them do, but some of them don't, read the summation paragraph. where this would be a state amendment to our state constitution and explains in detail exactly what it's about. If you at least don't trust the circulator and ask to read the summation paragraph, that's how you do it. If you really want to understand what they're asking you to sign, flip it over and read the back. If passed, the following would amend Michigan's state constitution accordingly. And then it actually spells out in the legal jargon exactly what would be changed in our state constitution to allow this crazy ranked choice voting. So basically, that's what you need to do. And this is not the only petition drive circulation underway. Of course, we're supporting AxeMyTax.org to eliminate property taxes in the state of Michigan. There's one of them out there that requires proof of U.S. citizenship in order to vote. There's also another one out there that would cause a surcharge income tax on people making over $500,000 a year. 5%. Basically, if you make $500,000 a year or $1 million as a couple, you would write a check for either $25,000 or $50,000 to go directly to school funding, which would drive wealthy people right out of the state of Michigan. I'm not going to write a check for $25,000 every single year just because I'm successful making $500,000 a year. I'm not going to do it. That's what they want. That's what they're collecting signatures for. I believe the last count was either 9 or 10 of these petition drives have been approved by the Michigan Board of Canvassers. So when you are approached by somebody with a clipboard, will you sign my petition? What's it about? But be aware that they have been trained to come up with a very slick answer. Be highly skeptical of the words. If it says anything to do with choice or fair elections or fair voting or whatever, is this ranked choice voting, RCV? Ranked, R-A-N-K-E-D, ranked choice voting. If it is, no thank you. And why are you doing this? Not interested in any way, shape, or form. Sorry, have a nice day. Bye-bye. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape.